Hallelujah. You love the Lord, say amen. You believe the best place to be on earth at a time like this is the presence of God, say amen. Very, very quickly this morning, we're going to look at foundation for true worship and praise. Foundation for true worship and praise. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 21, the Bible said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." I didn't form them for themselves. I formed them for myself. And they shall show forth my praise. It's important to note that the foundation of anything determines the strength of the thing. The foundation of every construction determines the strength of the construction. The foundation of every construction determines the solidness or the solidity of the construction. Where we are seated today, if you have a little idea of the foundation, it will amaze you. At the time they were covering the floor, I mean covering the ground, I was not happy at all. Because I felt that so much money entered the ground and nobody would see it. They had groups of piles. Steel pipes, about 7-8 groups per location, going all the way to the rock, to the foundation of the ground, 8-12 meters down. Filled with concrete. Then, that comes up to a base. Then the base had a basket. They call it a basket. It is weaved with iron rods. Each of those baskets can swallow a man. That should stand inside it. It's your height. Filled with concrete. Before you can then stack the real structure, this one now that stands from that one. That was what it took to have a place that can sit this number of people and to sit at all levels without any pillar anywhere. Hallelujah. Our praise and our worship of God requires such a foundation that is solid, that can produce the level of drastic results that worship need to produce. Very, very quickly, what foundation is needed for worship to be strong, for worship to be authentic? Number one foundation is the joy of relationship with God. That is the joy of salvation. Relationship with God produces a joy that flows into worship and praise. No wonder James said, "Is any merry, is any joyful, let him sing." I believe that to be James chapter 5 verse 14, 13, 14, there about. "Is any among you afflicted, let him pray." Is any merry? Are you happy? Joy normally flows into praise, flows into worship. And one of the most authentic joy on earth is the joy of salvation. The joy of relationship with God. In Psalm 51 and in verse 12, the psalmist spoke. He said, verse 11 said, "Create in me a clean heart." From verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So there is a joy of salvation. A joy of salvation that is a fuel for praise. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So there is joy in salvation. There is joy in being in the kingdom. That is why most times most unbelievers are expressionless in the course of worship. In fact, confused. Praise is going on, worship is on, and they are wondering what is happening to all these people. Are they okay? They can't understand. Because they don't have the joy of salvation. Because they don't have the excitement of those that belong to the kingdom. That must be there. And in case you are here today, your salvation is not valid, or your salvation is not authentic, or your relationship with God is not real. You are just a church goer, a church comer. Your praise is neither going to be strong, nor will it produce desired results. That is number one. The joy of relationship with God. The joy of salvation. Number two is the knowledge of and belief in God. The knowledge of and belief of faith in God. Knowing God produces a faith in God that provokes the praise of God. Please don't hear what I say. Knowing God produces a faith in God that leads to the praise of God. People who know God believe God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. He said, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, knowing God, knowing that he is, provokes a faith. And that faith or belief in God provokes the praise. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, he said, whom you have not seen, you love. Whom though now you see him not physically, yet believing. See, you rejoice with joy unspeakable that is full of glory. Show me a man of faith, I will show you a man of joy. I will show you a man of praise. I will show you a man who is permanently excited. I mean, under all weather, under all conditions, I will show you a man of praise. I will show you a man of joy. I will show you a man that is fulfilled under all weather. Hallelujah. To charge up your praise, you must charge up your faith. You charge up your faith to charge up your praise. And you charge up your faith by charging up your knowledge of God. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When you know God to a point, it will lead to a strength of faith that will cause your praise to be natural. Hallelujah. Somebody who believes God and loves the Lord, say amen. You believe God, you love the Lord, say a lot of amen. Number three, so doubt will attack your praise. Doubt. Unbelief will attack your worship. Number three, the attitude. And heart of gratitude. When you have the attitude and the heart of gratitude, that is appreciation, it provokes praise. Nobody can be praiseful until they are grateful. Nobody can be praiseful until they are grateful. Psalm 100 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The attitude and the heart of gratitude. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. Out and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And with that thanksgiving is the voice of them that make merry. The voice of praise. The voice of praise. The voice of worship. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them and they shall not be small. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving. When you are thankful, your tank will be full. Full of praise, full of power, full of his presence. And I can tell you, it flows into every area of your life. Listen, show me that person that is unthankful. He cannot say thank you to his wife. He cannot say thank you to his children. He cannot say thank you to any colleague. That person, it is not magic. He can't say thank you to God. It's impossible. It flows. It's a flow. He cannot be hypocritic enough to be thankful to God. It's a habit that quarantines him in his habitat. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I mean, it's very, very simple. If you ask my wife, she will tell you, for every little thing, thank you. I'm grateful. I'm appreciative. That is the wife. Not brazen should I say, I'm the husband. House band, like rubber band. To children, thank you. Even your children you gave birth to. That is, you are able to know that somebody did this or that. So it flows now. I say thank you to God plenty times in a day. In Prague, I had too many reasons to say thank you. Flying back, too many reasons to say thank you. If not for his mercy, I should still be looking for a flight to come back. After sleeping by almost 3 a.m. No, no, we did this. We did this. But I was planning to. I was planning to sleep around 5 a.m. on Friday night. To wake up by 6 a.m. To go to the airport. By 6:30. Did you hear what I just said? I was planning to sleep by 5 a.m. To wake up by 6 a.m. To go to the airport to catch the flight. Or to be at the airport by 6:30. And fly by 7. Full of thankfulness at all. And whenever you have a reason to thank, you will foreverly have more reasons to keep thanking. He will ensure you don't lack the reason to thank. Did you hear what I just said? He will ensure you have more reasons, continual reasons to keep thanking. How can you finish program on Saturday and you are literally Saturday morning and you are in church on Sunday morning? If not the help of God in every way, every way. Even if you are a soldier, easy. How? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone who has a reason to thank God, shout it louder, hallelujah. Say, thank you, Lord. I am grateful, Lord, for all you have done for me, for all you are doing for me, for what you mean to me. You leave Czech Republic this week and you go to Brinin, Kebbi State in a few days' time, and you are comfortable. Where they kept us in Czech Republic, the hotel, somebody paid for it. Should I tell you how much the person paid for that kind of hotel per night? 2,000 euros a night. Calculate it in our currency. The person was willing to pay for it and paid for it. But listen to this. It's 30 minutes drive from the venue. 30 minutes. So after the night program, we need to go 30 minutes to return back for commanding the day. I say, is there no hotel nearby? They say there is a hotel that is 5 minutes walk to the venue. I said, why don't you book that? I said, it's too low for you. Wait. I said, we didn't come for hotel. We came for people. Change us to that one now. He said, it's too low. It's not of standard. I said, we didn't come for standard. Which hotel did we sleep in either? Dealing with at all. We can't, you don't know me at all. We can't sleep anywhere. If I go today to Ikorekwene or is he a Langwa, any hotel I see there, we stay there. That was how they changed us to the next hotel. The next day, 5 minutes walk to the program. I enjoyed my life. The room is like this. The other one is a story view, it's upstairs. You have there, you climb up. This one is one room. Before you move, the room has finished. But I'm okay with that. I did not come for hotel. I came for the people. And give me anything that is close to the people. Don't know who we are or what we do. If I'm about to go for an evangelism here now. And it is keke napep, tricycle, motorcycle I find. Before you do protocol, I've left you behind. Praise the Lord. When we went to Oakwood, well, which hotel we slept? Yes, we went, left Prague and went to Piway the same yesterday for crusade. Let us be thankful to God. Let's be thankful for the privilege of knowing Him, the privilege of association. I told the man who paid him, and I said, "Will they return your money?" He said, "He doesn't care. That any, it doesn't matter. Do you know what it means for me to any number he can pay? That means nothing. Returning back the money, he can get it back, but that means nothing." He didn't even want to hear that at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, "Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for your faithfulness. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am grateful to you for the gift of life. I am grateful to you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name." Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It's the attitude and the heart of gratitude. And finally, it is the heart of love and affection for God. Foundation number four, the heart of love. An affection for God. Love for God, affection for God drives our worship and our praise. Love for God, affection for God, it drives our worship. It drives our praise. Without love for God, without affection for God, it becomes mechanical. In Psalm 5 and in verse 11, the Bible said, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." Psalm 18, verse 1 to verse 3. It says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and fortress." He begins to praise God out of his love for God. Psalm 70 and in verse 4, the Bible says, "Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified." Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Lovers of God are worshippers of God. Haters of God end up as grumblers in life. Mama, you can't recruit a hater of God in worship. They can't. There are those who hate God, and there are those who have no feeling for God. No feeling. They're just neutral. Such people, worship never flows. They have no feeling for God. They can have no flow of worship. The stronger your love for God, the stronger your worship of God. The stronger your love for God, the stronger your worship of God. Haters of God can never truly worship or praise God. Those who have no feeling for God, they can never worship God. Hallelujah. Brethren, these four foundations, I'll look at another four in the second service, and we can st-
step into real worship. My counsel is twofold. So we have said there must be the joy of relationship with God, joy of salvation. Number two, there must be the knowledge of God and belief or faith in God. Number three, we talk about the attitude and heart of gratitude. And number four, it is the heart of love for God. The counsel is twofold. Number one, determined to lay a very good foundation for your worship life through quality relationship with God. Determined to lay very strong foundation for your worship life through quality relationship with God. Number two, avoid the spell of ingratitude. Avoid it. Reject the entitlement mentality. Avoid the spell of ingratitude. Reject the entitlement mentality. Hallelujah. It's a new day for somebody. In a short while, we shall proceed into praise, into worship, and then break every curse and every yoke of darkness. Part of our praise and worship, like you know, is loving the Lord and doing what God loves. And nothing God loves like the salvation of souls. I'm going to pray in a few minutes and trust God to rescue the souls of men for himself in this season. Somebody bless you and say amen. Amen. You are very blessed. Say louder, amen. Amen. Stand up on your feet and shout the Lord will say amen. Amen. Shout the Lord will say amen. Amen. Amen at the top of your voice. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Honor him for what we have received today. Praise him. Adore him. Glorify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank him for what you received today. Honor him for what you received today. Glorify him.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all you've done. In the name of Jesus, we are praying. Our prayer focus this morning is on soul winning, discipleship, and establishment. Speaking in Psalm 110 and in verse 3. Let's read together. Thy people shall be willing in the beauty of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Lift up your voice and praise me. Say, Father, we ask that you baptize every member of the evangelism squad, as well as the church flock, with tirelessly, passion, enthusiasm, and willingness unto soul winning in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, we break the grip of God, of this world, of the heart, of the mice and the eyes of the soul in a harvest to receive the glorious gospel that we present unto salvation. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name, lift your voice and pray.
In
the name of Jesus, Luke 5:4-5. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you'll breathe,
upon our evangelistic efforts in this season. Empower tools unto a harvest of multitudes of souls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voices and pray.
Of Jesus Christ. Amen. Isaiah 27:6. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the earth with fruit. Let's read Galatians 4:19 together. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, that unto Christ be formed in you. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father,
we ask
for both the grace
and the wisdom
needed for successful discipleship and establishment of every soul.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord has heard and answered us. In Jesus' name.